Today is the second day of our 8 Ways to Praise program. You know, sometimes when we have a husband and Shana Rishona is over, we may begin to take him for granted. And sometimes when we have a close friend for a long time, we become very easygoing and neglect one relationship building block: praise. There's a joke. Women need just 3 things: food, water, and compliments. Today we will reignite this close relationship. We're going to praise our husband or our close friend. I saw how patiently you listened to me describe what happened yesterday. You're a caring husband. I noticed that you paid the electric bill. You're a responsible husband. I see how you shopped for Shabbos yesterday. You're a generous person. I heard how you lent money to our relative. You're a generous person. I saw how you shopped for Shabbos. You're a helpful person. And for a friend. Yesterday, after my latest shidduch saga, you let me vent for an hour. You're a very caring friend. You came over to help me when I was so overwhelmed. You are truly a helpful friend. Whenever there's a bond, words of praise deepen and increase it. Now, a lot of people think that thank you is praise, but while gratitude respects, praise connects. Ideally, just as the marital relationship mimics the divine relationship, we should praise the way we daven 3 times a day. But realistically, once a day will be very helpful. Don't be afraid of praise. Anything that starts with you are and ends with a positive adjective is fine. Use a thesaurus. Go alphabetically. It's all good. Now, just as we don't text and email our prayers, try to praise your partner or your friend verbally and personally. But of course, any form of praise will increase the positive feelings in the relationship. You can bring more light and love into the world with your power of positivity today.